Paul, great night for Derry City. A home one, three goals, but marred by the injury to Patrick Magalini. Have you an update?
Not really yet. Like, he's over in the hospital. Like, I think the first thing was it. I think his arm was broke, you know, whatever. Like, but look, it's just, you know yourself, he's had a horrendous time with injuries, isn't it? And just bad luck.
It's so innocuous, wasn't it? It's just a fall, yeah. And that's what happened.
Yeah, it's what happened. Like, it's just unfortunate, you know, but it's fine for him, you know, because he's great footballer, good around the place, and that brings a different thing to the team as well as, you know, in the team, when he's on the pitch, and that, you know, gives you a different dynamic, you know.
Well, that different dynamic was evident in the first 20-25 minutes with the interchange with Michael Duffy to score a wonderful opener for Derry just after 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought there were three very good goals tonight, you know, and like, we probably could have added more to that, but look, we'll take that. If you had asked me at 5 o'clock this evening or 9 o'clock this morning, I would have taken that all day long. So I'm happy enough for the performance. It's just the downside to it is Patrick getting injured again.
Friday night there was a bit pedestrian and a bit slow down in Oriel, but tonight was anything. There's a bit of zest and a bit of zip around there tonight, and shows the difference when you get on the front foot early.
Yeah, like, some mentality at times and that too, like, from the players. And to be fair, the night they were really at it from the word going. It just shows you what they're capable of when they're really at it.
And a professional job done in the second half just to keep a clean sheet, I suppose, Paul.
Well, like, tempo was taken out probably with a long delay with Patrick and that, you know, and the game just probably died a death, you know. Look, it's 3 points on the board and that's all it is. Like, there'll be nobody getting carried away. We have to go to, we've got away here on Friday night, and like, they'll be well rested up for the game and that, so we're going to have to go again Friday night.
Yeah, it's difficult again, Paul, but Waterford were an informed team. Derry dispensed them tonight, as you say, difficult opponents coming here on Friday night, and you'll be looking for the same type of game plan again.
Like, to be fair, like, I mean, I watched Galway's game against Pats on Friday night, and Galway should have won that game really comfortably, you know. Look, I didn't get any luck on that game. They are where they are because they've been very, very good. They have a good structure to them. They score goals, they keep clean sheets and that. And like, they'll not be going away anytime soon. And probably for me, I think they have been the best team probably for Barry Shelburne consistently. You know, with performances, that maybe not results, but with performances and that, I think they've been the best team.